I usually go from the treadmill to the elliptical into the bike. The cardio part is not my favorite, so I tried to get it done right away.
That's Gloria Baker. She works out at the YMCA in Rhinelander about three times a week, but she's not there because it's part of her New Year's resolution.
I went through breast cancer and had a mastectomy on my left side and went through all the treatments, which all in all took about a year to go through. And it was a very eye-opening experience.
Gloria was diagnosed with breast cancer in October 2015 during her annual mammogram. Her mastectomy and chemotherapy treatments have affected her strength and mobility, so she's dedicating nearly 6 hours a week to the gym to rebuilding her muscle tone and stamina.
Usually I come in and I do warm-ups and I work through areas that I feel were affected from my surgery, and which is like my shoulders, and it also helps with my levels of stress and being tired all the time. It gives me a little more energy.
But Gloria doesn't do it alone.
So she pretty much has a full body workout. We've pretty much gone head to toe with all the major muscle groups. So, but we started out slowly with that.
Marilyn Dischel is Gloria's trainer and is the coordinator for the Live Strong program at the Y, a program dedicated to helping cancer survivors achieve their health goals while offering a safe and supportive environment.
For each participant, it's really based on their needs and what they need to accomplish in the 12 weeks that we're together. It's generally, though, getting stronger. They've lost a lot or got deconditioned because they either weren't being able to exercise much or just from the chemo, radiation, and other treatments they might have received. So they find that their stamina and strength have really been diminished. And so we generally work on that. But it is right now very individualized.
For Gloria, it's cardio on the elliptical and stationary bike, strength training for her core, arms, and legs, and stretches focused on her chest and shoulders to improve her mobility and balance.
The muscle that runs along your side and under your arm actually gets shortened from having this surgery. And that's a challenge because that's a lot of the mobility losses from that.
Gloria is going into her third and final month of the program, and she's progressed in that she's added more weights, more repetitions, and more intensity to her workouts. But she's built and maintained a lifestyle dedicated to overcoming one of life's biggest setbacks.
You get to the normal for you now. You'll never be completely normal again as you were before the surgery, especially after a full mastectomy, because your life changes immensely after that, and there's many things that limit you after that and affect your life. You have to deal with it one day at a time, and you have to realize that it's a change in your life and it's something you have to do, and you just have to put the same effort into that you'd put into other things.
For WXPR, I'm Miranda Vanderleest.